진짜 파스코 타임. 파스코 타임.
Today we have for you the story of two young people who decided to leave their home and migrate to Germany.
Johan and Margot Glock lived in a small village called Cevenka in Yugoslavia. Today it belongs to Serbia. It was a German community because about 200 to 400 years ago, German people migrated to this place. Those people were called ethnic Germans. So Johan and Margot were born in Cevenka, they went to German schools and they spoke the German language, but also Yugoslavian. Then the Second World War started, and in the beginning this region wasn't really affected, but around 1943-44 the German troops invaded Cevenka and the Yugoslavian people obviously didn't want the German community to stay there. So Johan, his sister and his parents went to Germany in 1943 to find work and a place to live. At that time, Johan and Margot were engaged, but Margot still was at home. So when he got work, he stayed in Ludwigshafen, Germany, to earn some money. The plan was to go back to Cevenka, marry Margot, and then go to Ludwigshafen at last. So he went back in summer 1944 because the situation there got kind of critical. When he got there, they wanted to stay in Cevenka over summer to celebrate their wedding and then leave the country. But their imaginations were about to be cancelled. Because one day they woke up, got out of bed and went out to get some bread for breakfast. But when they got to the town square, they saw Jews who were hanged. And the most terrifying thing was that Johan and Margot knew those people. They were people everybody knew, like the baker and the butcher. So Johan said, go and pack only the most necessary things and we'll leave immediately. And they took Margot's parents and her brother, because Johan's parents and his sister already were in Germany, and they hit the road. Most of the people who stayed got killed in the end because they didn't leave, but some of them were able to hide, but most of them got caught. Overall, they were about 50 people and they traveled by horse-drawn carriages. With such a big group, it obviously takes more than 3 days to get to Germany. They probably took about 4 to 6 weeks in total. In the meantime, they went to towns and small villages and found shelter with strangers. It was organized in such a way that smaller groups were placed with different families, depending on how much space they had. The more space, the more people. They actually got through it well, but there was one downside. Johan and Margot never stayed long enough at one place to get married. At last, when they came to Hungary, they had the chance to get married. They celebrated with Margot's parents, her brother, and with the people of the house they stayed at. They arrived approximately in the Stuttgart area. This was where Johan had already found work and stayed for the past 1.5 years. When they got to the border, they didn't have any problem with coming in, because the advantage was that they were German in the first place. When they arrived, Johan worked as a painter in a factory. He was lucky not to be forced to join the army, because nobody really knew that he existed. Though they weren't there illegally, they were not really known. Margot didn't really have a real job. She was actually a tailor, but she couldn't just go to a shop and start working there. So whenever she got any kind of fabrics, she sewed something and sold it. They lived together with Johan's parents and his sister in a small apartment. And at some point there was a baby on the way.
There were many different reasons that made Johan and Margot leave their home, but the main reason was the start of the Second World War. At the beginning of the war, the town they lived in was not really affected by the changes in society that Hitler made. But after a while, the hate against the Jewish also arrived at their town. It got worse and worse. One day they woke up and the town square, where all the inhabitants of this town walked through, were Jewish people hanged. People who were well known in this town. People like the butcher or the baker. People they were friends with. In the end, they said that this was the situation that really made them leave. They thought about it before, but never actually did it. When they saw what the people were able to do to others, they couldn't bear staying there anymore, so they left immediately.
Just like this family, an estimate of about 10,000 did the same, meaning they fled and migrated into Germany. The census of those include German-speaking Jews as well. One justification for the act of discrimination was similar to the Germans in Russia. The government feared a fifth column, a group who undermines a larger group from within, and was mostly seen as an ally of the enemy that would disturb future plans. So this would have also affected the family of this podcast. If they had stayed there, they would have probably gone to a labor camp. Between 1945 and 1948, about 50,000 Germans died in those. The persecution before and while this time was rather extreme. As you can see in the number of deaths, which is a lot, but if you compare it to the Jews' deaths, it's a small number and shows the hatred towards Germans nevertheless. The invasion of the Germans into Polish lands is generally referred as the start of the war. 2 days later, the United Kingdom and France declared war against Germany. The Second Sino-Japanese War, the conflict of the Chinese and the Japanese, started in 1941. And that is a conventional date because historians have split opinions. Those two wars merged into an even greater one. The armistice on the 14th August 1945 was generally accepted as the end, although Japan surrendered on the next month, which ended the Asian War. The Kingdom of Yugoslavia was occupied and dismantled in April 1941 by the Wehrmacht. Soon after, they managed to establish a military government in the present Serbia and northern part of Kosovo.
Looking back at our work, we all think it was a really interesting experience. None of us would have ever imagined something like this. It was really fascinating for us to hear about this journey. Thinking about the interview specifically, we definitely would prepare ourselves even better than we already did. We had the questions ready and knew what we wanted to talk about, but we had no order in which we wanted to ask them. That made the interview a bit messy, but in the end, we had all the answers to our questions. We enjoyed working together with Petra Hasselhoff. She was really happy to help us with our project. She even showed us some old pictures from Johan and Margaret and the place they used to live. We definitely would love to work with Petra anytime again. She helped us a lot and it was really nice to work with her. But not only working with Petra was really nice. We all are really happy with our group and everyone showed a lot of effort in our project. We divided the task between us and everyone managed to finish them in the time we agreed on. When someone wanted to change something in the text that another person wrote, we weren't offended and always easily found a solution. We had similar opinions about how something should be shown or written down. Even though all of us were really enthusiastic about the project, it seemed that we still needed a lot of time to accomplish things. Some were really hard to find proper information about, but in the end, we had all the answers we wanted. It was fun working together, and we're more than happy with how the project turned out to be.
Well, that would be the end of the podcast. Thank you guys very much for listening to this story. We hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.